Back now with Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick. Federal immigration officials today outlined a new plan to enforce laws against companies that hire illegal immigrants. The government actually began yesterday with raids against a company called IFCO Systems. More than 1,100 illegal workers and seven current and former managers were arrested. Joining us is John Dimsdale from Marketplace's Washington Bureau. John, welcome back. And I'm afraid I don't know what IFCO Systems does.
Yeah, I didn't either. It's a global company that makes shipping containers, packing materials, and pallets. It's headquartered in Germany. They have more than 50 operations around the United States. Arrests were made in 45 locations, Massachusetts, New York, Texas, among others. Immigration officials say these raids yesterday and today are the largest single worksite enforcement operation in history. It was a year in the planning. And what's interesting is, as you said, the police picked up not just the illegal workers, but seven company executives who allegedly encouraged the hiring of undocumented employees.
Well, Congress is debating how to deal with illegal immigrants, and it sounds like the government now is getting tougher with companies and the demand for illegal workers.
That's right. The bills in Congress would require more checking by companies into documents, stiffer fines for those who hire illegals. Advocates for more border security, better enforcement of laws against illegal immigrants have criticized what they call the government's lax treatment of business. So this signals a new attitude from the administration. Michael Chertoff, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary, says some companies are creating a call for cheap labor that's pulling illegal immigrants across the border.
The fact of the matter is, there are employers who knowingly or recklessly hire unauthorized workers, and they've actually built their business on being able to do that, often because they know that those are the workers who can't complain when they're exploited or injured on the job.
John, isn't there quite a record of the government trying tougher enforcement against these companies in the past?
Well, it's not a long record. Last year, Walmart paid $11 million to settle charges that its cleaning crews were illegal immigrants. The company blamed its contractors and said they didn't know what was going on, although the government said it had documents that dispute Walmart's claim. Three restaurants in Baltimore, a temporary employment agency in New Jersey and Pennsylvania have all been charged. Coming up later today on Marketplace, we have a special report on bankruptcy in America, 1 year after Congress passed its historic bankruptcy reforms.
Thank you, John. John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.